صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Do you know that before Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, he صلى الله عليه وسلم sent the great Sahabi Sayyiduna Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Medina Tayyiba in order to spread the call to Islam, for da'wah and tabligh and propagation of Islam. And due to his efforts, many people became Muslims. During this time, one Sayyiduna Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was teaching a lesson to the new Muslims, and an individual by the name of Sayyiduna Abu Abdul Rahman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stopped Sayyiduna Mus'ab radiallahu anhu, and he had tears in his eyes whenever he heard the name or the mentioning of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in his heart a longing grew to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because at this moment in time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in Makkah Sharif and they are in Medina Sharif. So he had this great longing which was increasing in his heart to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he exclaimed that my heart cannot take it anymore. If only this year passes swiftly and the Hajj season arrives soon, so that I may soothe my eyes by going to Makkah Sharif and seeing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he smiled and he said, O Abu Abdul Rahman, be patient, the time will come. Another Sahabi, another great Muslim, Sayyidina ibn Maslama radiyallahu anhu, who was attending the lesson, he also said and expressed what was deep in his heart, that my heart will never be at ease until I see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This time cannot pass fast enough. After saying this, he stayed silent for a time until eventually he said, O Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, please describe to us the beauty and appearance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, observe the reverence, the respect, the love that Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That an Islamic lesson is taking place, but their minds and their hearts are occupied with the remembrance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he describes the beauty, the handsomeness of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the following words. He says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is fair in complexion with a subtle tinge of red. His eyes are large and beautiful. His eyebrows join. It appears this way when you look at him from afar. His beard is copious and full, broad chest, a neck radiant like a silver jug. It appears as if he is descending from a height when he walks. When he faces somebody, he turns to them completely to give them full attention. Beads of perspiration on his luminous face appear like white pearls. He is not excessively tall nor short, but perfectly moderate in height. I have not seen anyone more generous, brave, truthful, reliable, tender-hearted and softer in conduct than him. Nor have I seen anyone who lives more excellently. I have not seen anyone like him. This is just a short description that Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Mus'ab ibn Umayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is giving to the other believers, the other Muslims, subhanallah azza wa jal. What should be the longing in my heart, in my mind? Should it not be that I want to emulate, I want to imitate the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Should I not be reciting durood-e paak and salawat in abundance and copying his beautiful and perfect lifestyle? These are signs of the believers, subhanallah. So let us get back to the sunnah, get back to the teachings of Al-Quran, get back to obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.